Hi. May I come in? I saw that you left the feast early. Is everything okay? Yes, it was very loud in there. With all of those Valkyries and all those warriors and everybody just pounding back mead like it was in an endless supply and laughing and just talking so loud. I mean, I could hear Odin from across the hall when he left the head table. Yeah, I'm sure it was a little bit much, but, well, that's how things are in Valhalla. You know, we're always surrounded by all this craziness, so, yeah, I understand wanting to get away from it for a little bit. Well, I mean, I thought that maybe for a moment I may have displeased you somehow, or maybe you're upset with me and that's why you left my cake day celebration early. No? Are you sure? Well, you didn't seem too happy when you left, so I just wanted to check in on you and make sure that everything's all right. Oh, yeah, definitely. I was having a very good time. I mean, who isn't when you're surrounded by beautiful women? All of my Valkyrie sisters were very generous today and have definitely made it a very special day. Not only with how beautiful they look and all of the gifts that they gave me, but also with how much effort they put into celebrating another year of me being over here in Valhalla. Oh, no, absolutely not. I don't want to go back there. I already told everybody that I was leaving and I wasn't coming back. Well, yeah, of course. It's my cake day. I can do whatever I want to. No, I definitely would not rather be out there right now. I think there was a fight that broke out in the northeast corner and I think Loki had something to do with it, but I'm not 100% sure. All I know is that I saw Thor running over there, and it did not look good when Freya had to go in and start separating people. You know, she hates that. Oh, my gosh, no. Absolutely not. That doesn't ruin it for me. I mean, I know you're new to Valhalla. You've only been here for, just a little while. But it's kind of like certain sports. If there isn't a fight that breaks out, well, then it wasn't a great celebration at all. It is the greatest honor to have a good, strong brawl break out on your cake day. They do say that it's good luck and shows that you're going to be a very, very prosperous and successful warrior for the coming year. That's true. I don't need any help in that department. Well, I do appreciate that. That is a very sweet compliment from you. You are one of the greatest warriors that I have ever had the honor of bringing to Valhalla. So it does mean a lot. Ah, yes. You've heard about that, have you? Yes, that is true. On my cake day, I do have a, let's call it a tradition, of choosing a warrior and, well, taking that warrior. And, well, it's usually my favorite warrior of all that year. The person who has impressed me the most and who's pleased me the most and who has caught my attention and my curiosity. Oh, you think I should be going to find that person? Yes, well, the night is still young, so anything can happen. I have plenty of time to find them. In fact, that is why I left the feast in the first place. You're right. I did say that I left to come check in on you. But that was not the only reason I came to your quarters. All of a sudden you can't speak? Have you just had a realization of what I'm doing here? Don't look so shocked. I mean, surely you expected it. You're right. You're not as rambunctious and rowdy and aggressive as some of the other warriors that I'm fond of, but I'm fond of you all the same. Come now, you don't think that I've spent all of those hours practicing our axe throwing and practicing our swordsmanship to just spend time with somebody I'm not at least mildly enjoying my time around? You thought I was just being nice? Oh no, no, warrior, that's not how things work out here. I'm a Valkyrie, not a sweet school teacher. Or a nun. Well, obviously I enjoy your presence, and it's something that I like to be around for many reasons. Definitely one of which is how very adorable you are when you're nervous and when you're aroused and you want not to be. It's very endearing. It's like you're such a sweet, innocent youth. Not yet corrupted and ruined by the indulgence of your darkest desires and the wild abandon with which you throw yourself into that which you lust after. I don't think you have embraced that yet, warrior. And I want to be the one to enlighten you tonight. Why would I choose you? Well, there's many reasons. Obviously, I've told you I am quite fond of you. And I do consider us to be friends. Don't you? Good. I'm glad that I'm not the only one on that page. But I think we can agree that there is something more between us that just lingers in the air when we're close by. Whenever I brush up against you, when we tussle to the ground, when I happen to pin you down and straddle you whenever we're tussling and training for battle. I can feel the way your body tenses up when it feels mine. And I can feel the way your cock hardens when it feels mine on top of it. When my cock brushes up against your leg, Or when my skirt hikes up a little bit too much and you get a little glimpse of it. I've caught you staring. I know you're a bit more than just curious about it. Did you know that all of the Valkyries that are part of Odin's are blessed with both wonderful, thick cocks and delectably tight pussies? That's something else that you heard about, but you weren't sure of. Well, we are unique in more ways than one. Is that why you were curious? Just simply because you wanted to confirm whether those whisperings were true? No. There's more. And what exactly might that be? You've never been with a being such as myself, and you want to experience it. Well, there is no denying that there is definitely sparks of lust between us. Were you just shy because you were afraid of this new desire that you've never had before? Yes, these silly traditional notions of manhood and masculinity and what makes you a big, strong, brave man. You know, you'd think for a culture and a people that so very much value valor and in which savagery and brutality can be found in anyone, we'd be a little bit past that, don't you? Pretty ironic how we're not. And I think there's the extra added layer of irony in that we are literally in the most wonderful afterlife. We are in the bountiful halls of a palace of eternity in which simple, constricting notions such as that you live with in your mortal realm no longer apply. So it's curious that they still linger. No, I'm not chastising you. I'm not lecturing you either. It's just something I find very interesting. Oh, yes, warrior. And I knew that even before you told me. I can see it in your eyes that you want me with a burning desire that I've not seen in your eyes for anybody else around here. Warrior or Valkyrie or High Guard or God alike. Yes. Well, I fully intended on having to do some seducing tonight. I was prepared to do whatever I needed to get what I wanted. But it looks like it's going to be a lot easier than I could have ever imagined. Just because it's my cake day and I fuck who I want to doesn't mean that that person's going to agree to it, so I may have to move on and fuck somebody else. It's not a sure deal. It never is. Well, no, I've never been rejected, but still, that doesn't count. You never know, there's always a first time for everything. Isn't there, warrior? And am I being a little too brazen to assume that tonight is gonna be your first time with someone like me? Not too brazen, just exactly right. I like the sound of that. Don't be shy, warrior. Grab it. Yes. Slip that hand up my thigh and grab my cock. Grab it and stroke it. Like I'm stroking yours right now. Wrap your strong fingers around my thick cock. And work your hand up and down. Wrap your hand hard around my shaft. Bring my skin over my chip. Feel my fingers on your cock doing the exact same thing you're doing to mine. Fuck. I really want your cock in my mouth now. But I want you to taste me too. So here, lay back on the bed. Get back on the bed and let me climb on top here. There you go. And just take my cock into your mouth. Just like that. That's okay if you don't know how to do it. Just do it like you like it done to you. Just wrap your lips around my head. Oh, but be careful with my tip, it's very sensitive. Just take me in your mouth. As I work my way down, work my hips down. So I can slowly fill your mouth with my cock. Yeah, don't worry about those juices. It's just my cunt is leaking. And it drips down my cock when that happens. I guess that way you can taste all of me at once. But just keep your mouth open like a good boy. And let me keep pushing my cock down inside until I hit your throat. Oh, fuck. I don't want to make it uncomfortable for you, so I'll let up and go back just a little bit. You can suck however you feel comfortable. You can take how much ever you feel comfortable. Now, I am gonna feast on this. Delicious cock. That's on my face right now. They say that There's no better cocksucker than a Valkyrie in the High Guard. Our mouths are soft and warm and hot and wet. And since we have the benefit of having cocks ourselves, you're doing a very good job. And since we have cocks ourselves, we have exactly what you need. Fuck. You two sack pieces, oh God. Be careful. Don't make me conscious yet. I want to come inside you. I want to breed your tight little ass. Oh, fuck. Keep it up, warrior. Keep it up, and I'm gonna keep thrusting down into your mouth like that. You fucking like that, don't you? I know you do. I can feel your cock twitch every time I do. I can feel your cock fucking twitch in my mouth and throb every time. I pump my thick cock down into your throat and you just fucking take it. Oh my God. Did you just take both of my balls into your mouth? Fuck. Now two can play that game. Fuck. You're stroking my cock while you lick my pussy. Well, I'm gonna have to start licking your tight little hole too to prepare you. Get it nice and looped up. Spit. Get it all over. Fuck. I'll make it nice and wet for my cock to slip into. I'm gonna shut my tongue. Eyes and deep into the sweat hole. You like my pussy, please. I suck. Tongue fuck your tight little ass. No, don't make me come. Please don't make me come. Stop. Don't make me come. Stop. If you keep doing that, I'm gonna waste a perfectly good load all over your chest, and I don't want to do that. I want to pump my thick hot load inside you. So here, I'm gonna get up off on top of you and get back over here. Oh, fuck. Your cock is glistening with all of my spit. Oh, and your ass is so perfectly lubed up. Oh, fuck. I can't wait to fuck it. It's your spit and my spit and my pussy juice. Both of our pre-cums mixed all together. And it tastes fucking perfect. Are you ready? Are you ready for your favorite Valkyrie to fuck your virgin ass? Fuck. It's tight as fuck. And it just swallows up my cockhead so easily. Of course, you did lube up my cock perfectly. And I did lube up your ass fantastically. I'm just gonna push in a little bit more. Yeah. Look. It might be easier if I just stroke your cock. Spit on it a little bit with this thick, deep throat spit. Start stroking that lovely cock of yours while I keep pushing myself in. Oh, you're doing so good, brave warrior. You're doing so good. I'm already halfway in. Let me just grab those balls of yours. Squeeze them nice and tight. Oh, it keeps stroking your cock. And then keep pushing in. Oh, fuck, it's hard to get a good grip on your balls. You're so slick with that thick spit that I slobbered all over. Yes. You are taking it like such a good boy. Look at how your cockhead leaks that pre-cum. As I finally slide all the way in. Fuck, and your cock is even harder than it was before. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna start moving a little bit faster now because I know you can take it. And I know you want it. Doesn't this feel nice? My long, strong fingers wrapped around your cock. Working it up and down, stroking it as I stroke my cock into you. How's it feel, warrior? How's it feel to be fucked by a Valkyrie? I can tell you your tight ass feels fucking good to me. I think I can go a little bit harder and faster now. I know you can handle it. I know you can. I know you can because you are such a good boy. Ah!
just wraps around my cock and squeezes it so snug. Good boy. Good boy. Fuck. Fuck. Take my cock. Take it. Take it. Take it like a brave fucking warrior that you are. Take my hard fucking thrusts. My balls slapping. That's hard. I'm fucking you. Take it like a good boy. Take it like a good boy. Take it. Take my fucking cunning and take my fucking cum. Good warrior. Fuck. Fuck. Take my fucking cum. Fuck. Feel. My cock. Pussy. Throbbing with every spurt of cum that's filling your tight ass. Feel every single bit of my cum fill you up. Oh fuck. Oh, I see you've leaked. You've leaked and dribbled so much, but you haven't come yet. Oh, God. God, I don't want you to come. I want you to come inside me. I don't want to waste your cum. Let me just show you. And slap my cock against yours and rub both of them together so you can feel my sticky cum on your cock. It's still slick with all of that thick, deep throat spit. So slobbery and so very sticky. Now stickier with my cum. It feels so good to rub my cock against yours. It's so fucking hot to see the look on your face when I do. You can't decide whether to stare into my eyes or to stare at both of our cocks in my one hand or to stare at my big tits. Now that I've had my cock inside you, I want your cock inside of my cunt. So I'm just going to grab this cock of yours. And I'm going to bring your thighs up and hold them back here with my hands. Hands that guide your cock back behind my balls into my soaked cunt. You hear that sound? That's the sound of a very wet, desperate Valkyrie that needs her pussy filled by your warrior cock. Enough teasing. I want you inside all the way. So I'm just gonna thrust forward and thrust my cunt onto your cock. It kind of still feels like I'm the one fucking you, isn't it? Even though your cock is buried in my cunt now. Yes, this is one of my favorite positions, warrior. Because as I move my hips back, and your cock slides out of my cunt, you can feel my balls Slide over your cock. And you can feel my hard, heavy cock against you. And then I bring my cunt back. All up. Until you're buried in my balls deep. And my cock just rests on your tummy. Harder. I start moving my hips back and forth. And the harder I start fucking my cunt onto your cock, and the harder my thick, fucking hard cock slaps against your fucking tummy. Bounces as you fuck me, and I fuck you harder. It just bounces on you. Fuck. Watch it, warrior. Watch me furiously move my hips back and forth and fuck my cunt onto you, and watch my cock slap you over and over with every one of my thrusts. You fucking like that, don't you, warrior? Fuck. Your moan sounds so fucking good. Your moan sounds so fucking good as my cock slaps against you. My cunt completely sheets over your fucking cock. Harder, warrior. You want it harder? Fuck. Yes. Yes. Fuck, your cock feels perfectly inside me. Oh, fuck. Yes. Yes, warrior. Oh, fuck. Grab my fucking cock and stroke it. Stroke it nice and hard as I fuck my cunt into you. As I fuck my cunt into your cock and I impale myself and you stroke my fucking cock. Yes. Oh, fuck. You're gonna make me come again, warrior. You're gonna make me fucking come. Oh, fuck, you're gonna make me come. You're gonna make my cock explode again. And you're gonna make my pussy squirt. Fuck, fuck. Oh. You're gonna come with me, warrior. You're gonna fucking come with me. Fuck, do it. Do it, come with me. Oh, fuck, fill my cum with your cum. Ah. 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 Oh, fuck. Ah. Ah. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Fuck. No, fuck. Yes. Oh, spurt all that cum inside my cunt. Fill me up, warrior. Yes. Stroke me slowly. Stroke all of that cum out of my cock. As you unload all of that cum into my cunt. Very good, warrior. Very good boy. I am certainly very grateful for this cake day. You don't seem so disappointed yourself. I only wish I hadn't waited until my cake day to fuck you. Oh, and quite the fucking that was.